May the joy of your resurrection fill our hearts now and forevermore. Amen. Our text is a gospel lesson for today. We have it in front of you. It also supports a prayer reading this morning. We'll follow the course of prayer. In Christ Jesus, fellow victors in Christ. This happened Sunday evening, Easter Sunday evening, when the disciples and many other disciples apparently were there gathered with them, hiding behind locked doors. They'd heard what happened. Mary told them, saw the Lord. The disciples from Emmaus said they had seen the Lord. Peter and John told their story, but they couldn't believe it. They were scared to death. They were so afraid they didn't know what to do, hiding behind locked doors, and then suddenly there is Jesus. Unbelievable. And a ghostly thing, like Ezekiel breathing here, the bones coming together. And there is Jesus in front of them. Luke says they were terrified when Jesus stood in the middle of them. Terrified. But why should they be? Do we look at them and we see a picture of ourselves, don't we? Last time I preached, it was about a going away dinner for Jesus in Simon's house, and I compared the people there with us. And now we compare the disciples with us. They should have known. Within the last few weeks, Pastor Dave had the reading two different times. Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man is going to be delivered over to the Gentiles. He's going to suffer and die, he told them. And what else did he tell them? And I'm going to rise. He told them. He told them he was going to rise again. Did they believe it? They were weak in their faith. They couldn't comprehend it. Even the enemies heard it. Remember? Yes, Pilate. Hey, we need to guard that tomb because what he said, he's going to rise again in 3 days. But the disciples forgot all about it. So quickly, we forget. We have our fears, and we forget that Jesus is the one to answer them. He said, fear not. Don't be afraid. Always when the angels would appear to somebody, when Jesus appeared, peace, don't be afraid. Bethlehem plains to the shepherds, don't be afraid. Fear not. I have good news of great tidings. And now Jesus comes in and says, peace be unto you. Matter of fact, in his exhortation there, he had two things, peace and power. He's offering peace, first of all, because I have risen from the dead, but then the power because the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and give you the power to be my witnesses wherever you are in the world. But for this text to really mean anything to us, we have to put ourselves in place here. Put ourselves there also that we've been there. We've been there. We were there when they crucified our Lord. Pastor Dave took us there for 6 weeks. Where we heard, we went point by point to Gethsemane. Go to dark Gethsemane, and we went there. We went through the commandments again during these services to show us our sin, how we needed that Savior, how we needed forgiveness. And then he showed the resurrection last Sunday. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We heard that message. But still, sometimes we get a little weak Looking around us in the world today, the world is in bad shape. It's a scary time to live. I don't deny that. And I don't doubt that, and I know you know it. Scarier than any time in my life. There is somebody back there that's older than me. I can't quite see her, but we've been around a long time, and yet there was never a scarier time than today. I lived through World War II. I can remember we had no radio, no phone when the attack on Pearl Harbor. Our neighbor walked a mile down, tell us that we had war with Japan. But nothing was as scary as it is today. The world today is so fragile. When I started my ministry, there was a big thing going on because of the Cold War. The Cold War, people by the thousands and thousands were building fallout shelters. Any of you remember? Such a big thing, fallout shelters for when the nukes hit. But then there were not even any threats. Today, there are threats on all sides. The Premier of Russia said, okay, if you give me more bad time in Ukraine, I'm going to use the nuclear bombs. China keeps telling us they have them. North Korea keeps threatening. Iran now about to have theirs ready to go. And not only that, remember what happened on 9/11 when 19 people snuck into our country? The calamity. Now we have millions sneaking into our country. The last 3 months, 24,000 able-bodied men from China. Remember when one on an athletic team would try to defect from China and all the terror it caused over one? But here we have thousands coming into our country. China's not upset about it. I wonder why. And we have from all of our enemy countries coming into our land. And who knows what's going to happen. So it is time to fear and tremble. But we can't hide behind locked doors because it's not going to save us. The disciples were behind locked doors, and there Jesus showed that he can overcome everything. And he suddenly was there and appeared unto them. But as we see what happened here, the fear in them and how they needed that power that Jesus was giving them, we should realize that we need that power today. We need that peace. We need to know that Jesus did die and rise again, and that he promised that he's going to come again to get you and me. The disciples were amazed when he said to the wind and waves, "Peace, be still," that he had that power. But that's the same one that says to you and to me, when we have those fears of what's happening in the world, "Peace, be still. I have come for you. I have redeemed you. I have kept you in my hand." And the Bible says, very simply, when they finally realized it was Jesus, they were glad. It sounds kind of weak, doesn't it? Then were the disciples glad when they'd seen the Lord. But it means at peace. At peace, I'm glad. Psalm 16, the Easter sound, says, "They fill our hearts with gladness." That's the greatest joy you can have, is to be glad in the Lord, to be glad that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died and rose again, is coming again for us. We heard him speak from the cross. The words that the devil thought was victory, was defeat, it was victory. "It is finished. The battle is over. I have defeated." And then he bowed his head and gave up the Spirit. But you and I still have our lives to live. And as we look around the world and our situations, we need you. We need that peace and that comfort every day. I know there are people here that are still mourning the death of loved ones. But the joy of that is Easter Sunday. The victory in Christ. You're lonely because you don't have the presence of the loved one, but the victory is there, and that person is out of this veil of tears and done with the fight. So as you look at yourself, you need the Lord every day. You need that power and that peace. As you go through life, whatever the trial, the tribulation you have, you might have that thorn in the flesh you think is like Paul's. And every day, why, Lord, why? Why? Why me? But our response should be, why not me? We have deserved nothing but death and damnation, but by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have come to know Jesus as Savior. And now we have assurance of that peace in the Lord and that power of the Holy Spirit resting upon us. But we're getting old. We're getting old. Does some fear aging? The little child fears aging. When they have to go to kindergarten, our youngest son, it was unbelievable to get up. I can't go. And they're scared to death. And they get there, they're very happy. You know, but to make the move. Some people are afraid to get married because they've seen marriages that didn't work and they're afraid to make that move. Or afraid to go to college because they might not pass. Or afraid to take a new job. We have fears every day in our lives as we age. And the only way to deal with our fears is back to Calvary, to the resurrection, and to the peace and power of our Lord and Savior. So, some people, they lost their job. You're fired. Or maybe they didn't say it. They said you're laid off. You're overqualified. All kinds of reasons why. And you don't know where to go. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. You told me you are my refuge and strength, that never failing help in trouble. Therefore, be with me and guide me to do something, whatever it is. Maybe the job isn't the one I want. Maybe it's something I thought was a menial job, and maybe that's exactly where you need to be. To be dependent upon the Lord, and that's what it's really all about. Or others retired, and first they couldn't wait to retire, and then after they retired, all of a sudden they're looking at their retirements, and the markets go up and down, all of a sudden they are IRAs have dipped down to nothing, and said, how am I going to make it? With the Lord, trust in Him. He will never fail you. Be that recipient of His refuge and strength, and He will give you the peace and power to see through it. But your marriage maybe is not perfect. I have to tell you about a couple came to me over 40 years ago. They'd been married 50 years and said, Pastor, we're having trouble. Our marriage is totally falling. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. And what? Well, let's sit down and talk about it. You tell me. Okay, so finally, he wouldn't, so she did. It's when we went to San Francisco. And I found out this was about 10 years before, I think it was their 40th wedding anniversary. We went to San Francisco. I wanted to ride on the cable cars, and you wanted to go down to the fish markets. And that's where we went. That was it. And this was dwelling within them for 10 years, tearing them apart. I almost had laughs. It was hard not to laugh because I was had pictures of some kind of adultery and all kinds of things that might be going on. And something so simple, but it showed the necessity of husband and wives to be able to communicate. That to remember that we did not marry a perfect spouse, even if we think we are the perfect spouse, but we married sinners. And we have to adjust and go together and let Christ be the center of the home. Share with him the little problems and the big ones, because you see how these little ones grow up to be bigger ones. So we need that peace and that power. We turn to the Lord and think everybody's picking on us. Nobody really understands us or respects us. We're the ones that do all the work in the church. Nobody else wants to help. And pretty soon we're kind of putting ourselves on a pedestal instead of looking at ourselves as servants of the Lord. And that's what we're really here for, is to serve Him. What did He say in our text? As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And He gave them the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to forgive sins and to retain sins, and the promise that He would be with them always, even at the end of the world. That's the same Lord that comes to us today, whatever our situation in life. No matter how low we feel, no matter how low we have sunken in our pathway to sin, we know that our Father in heaven is there with His love and mercy and forgiveness. The one that sent His Son to suffer and die to pay for our sins, He now has promises us that He will be with us every step of the way through our lives, whether it's easy walking or tough walking. And today it is tough walking for almost everybody, but He is there as your refuge and strength. And He says to you and to me again, peace with you, peace be unto you, you shall receive power. Be still and know that I am God. And now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in faith until life everlasting.